Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you ready to get your groove on?
Yes.
All right, then, let's get started.
This thing I love can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love, I must get down to it. I'm so ready, 'cause diving is the thing I love.
You sound really pretty.
There goes that lady.
And now you're out of control.
She likes scuba radio, but I think I'm going crazy.
What the hell is that?
'Cause the only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet. Was that a mermaid?
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
We gotta stay cool. Relax for a dip.
Shut up.
With tanks on our backs to beat the heat. 'Cause we like, come on. Greg the Dive Master on the mic. We're so ready.
Ready, Greggy.
'Cause diving is a thing we love.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
This thing.
I love.
It ties.
With sex, baby.
If you're doing it right. Whale sings. Ooh. Shark dives. Ooh. You might see cool looking jelly. I kinda like it, 'cause diving is the thing I love.
I suspect
diving is the thing I love.
Yeah, you have some
diving is the thing I love.
Issues.
Diving is the thing I love. Yeah.
To work out.
Diving is the thing I love.
I like that song.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and we're doing a special edition today, the Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics, where we have buddy teams competing for survival. Basically, there's no awards, there's no medals, it's just survival. You get the question right, you live, and you're not tortured. If you get it wrong, well, you have to suffer the consequences. So we just asked the question, underwater objects are magnified by about how much? And let's see, Team Cuddle Buddies, made up of Jerry the Diver Guy,
oh, God.
And Casey the Tobacco Nut, they said 30%. Is that correct, right?
That's correct.
Kristen and her dad, the Narcosis Netrophiliacs or something, I forget. They guessed 35%. And then the Hammerheads, made up of Conk Johnson, the Aqua Gypsy, and Catwall DeMartini / Gomez and or Julio, said 25%. Is that right, CJ?
I thought we said 20.
Well, what is it?
I'll Brittany let you said 20.
We said 20 or 30.
Well, you got to pick one number. It's
no, that's what we picked. It's 20 or 30? That's our answer.
All right,
don't
Jerry
qualify them and cut their heads off.
All right, Jerry and
okay,
20, Casey.
We say 20.
You say 20. Once
but
again,
maybe it's 30.
Jerry and Casey said 30, and Kristen and her dad said 35. The answer is. Well, the team, the buddy team, closest without going over, yes, this is kind of like the Price is Right, is actually 33%. So that would mean that Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey Tobacco Nut, better known as the Gay Bigfoot Cuddle Buddies.
Are you saying that they got it because they were the closest to it? Because I guess 30?
Without going over. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. So you guys got it wrong. Sorry. And that means you will be tortured.
We will take our torture.
Okay. They're asking for it now. Okay. That's fine. All right. Well, let's give Cat Moldy Martini his proper torturing along with the Aqua Gypsy and CJ. And basically, the reaction after Jerry the Diver Guy sings a Christmas carol, what happens? You're going to have to stand right by him in a large mirror.
Wearing his mankini.
Yes, you guys are going to need some sutures.
Well, I thought that was the sound of a rum bottle breaking full.
Yeah, it may have been. He just looked at the mirror and broke it. I don't know. But you guys, the shards probably got you. And you might need to take a little break and get some stitches.
No, move along.
Move on?
It's bad luck for 7 years.
All right. And then the other one who got it wrong, because they went over, and even though I didn't say that at the beginning of the question, they get it wrong. I think this is going to finally do in Kristen and her dad, the netrophiliacs.
That's not even a word, Greg.
Yeah, of course it is.
No. Yeah. It's necrophiliacs with a C.
It's what I said.
No, you said T.
You want in on some of this torture too, Cock Johnson?
Bring it on, bitch.
All right. There you go. Ah, we shot off Kristen's head. I don't know how she's going to talk now, but...
They're trimming the trees.
We may have to just start calling her Matt, because there's really nothing left. Yeah. So, Kristen and her dad, I think they're out. And you kind of liked it, though, CJ. I see you. You got a big smile on your face now after we just sawed off something. I don't know, some appendage you don't use?
Nah, man, you're trimming my trees for me.
Is that what you call it? A tree, huh? Okay. Dream on, my friend.
A log.
Huh?
Sitting in the bush.
Get your mind out of the gutter. That's not what I meant.
I don't know what you meant.
His mind's been in a gutter for a long time.
All right. Well, I think we've had our first
filthy
official
and disgusting
casualty. The and nitrogen
delusional
narcosis, netrophiliacs or something. They're out.
I think we were just too narked.
Oh, my God, that's gross. She's a talking head. Oh, my gosh. You see that? Woof. This is really getting to be a little over the top. But
Greg, you need to ease up on that mushroom coffee.
No. That's what makes life
worth living. You're starting to hallucinate.
Worth living. Yeah.
He needs to ease up on the paint chips.
No. God, no. Why would I stop that? You guys
don't.
That's
what he stirs his coffee with.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Here's the question for the Hammerheads. You guys ready? Now we're down to two.
Born ready.
Yeah. We're down to two teams, and one of these teams could end up being the grand champions or
there's
just
no way they
surviving
catch up to
this competition.
Now.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. This coral reef is located off South America, or South Africa, I'm sorry, at the meeting point of Benguela Current and Aguilas Current. It is named after a sunken 3-mast vessel, also a good site to locate the ragged tooth shark. What is the name of this coral reef located off South Africa? All right, Hammerhead, start thinking.
Get down.
Got Casey and Jerry. They think they might be able to steal this one from the Hammerheads, but I'm not so sure. CJ is thinking... Well, I think he's thinking, because he has a dumb look on his face. Like,
no, you're looking in the mirror.
No, that's not. No, I can't tell if
it's a reflection off your monitor.
I can't tell if it's that look of I'm thinking or like I'm so bored I'm gonna fall asleep. I'm not sure. Kind of one in the same. We'll find out the answer next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, or we'll do some more torturing. Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures Rivers Liveaboard Trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures Liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.